This is the second good option. Sit straight. Try to imagine that there's a string pulling the head up, so you come into a position where your chin is a little tucked in like me. Please watch me. It's also good if you increase the capacity for breathing by just bringing your shoulders up to the ears and then slightly rolling them back, and then this way opening the lung capacity. When you are ready, gently close your eyes. Mentally scan and relax your body. Start with the feet. If you can't feel them, you can wiggle your toes, as they say in New York. And then gently move up to your knees and your sitting bones.
Breathe in.
just observing, just remaining, just staying with your breath. And whenever you exhale, stay with the outgoing breath, just observing, walking next to your breath. In and out, conscious, aware breath. Gentle and slow breath. Nothing forced. Long, slow breath. What Eddie said earlier, think of the olfactory nerve, that is where the smelling takes place, and breathe in and out there in your nose. You might like to extend your exhale now a bit. Deep and relaxed and very conscious, mindful breath. On your next inhale, draw your attention down, and imagine it goes to the heart space. And whenever you exhale, relax a little bit deeper. Breathe in and out. Please direct your awareness to the heart. Perhaps you feel some lightness or sensation of warmth. Continue to breathe in and out through your heart and enter a sense of connectedness to our life. See your thoughts reaching to the graceful sight of a waterfall. Sounds of birds resounding in the morning. The fragrance of blossoming buds in a cherry tree. Become aware of the rhythm of my heart is the rhythm of all life. Next, see your thoughts and feelings reaching to a young child, joyfully running through a field. An old-aged person in the evening of their lives, taking in the sun on their veranda. Each being that lives on this planet is connected to you. They are all part of a divine family. And tell yourself, the rhythm of my heart is the rhythm of all life. Now turn to the Lord in the heart and request Him to send inspiration, help, insight, and love to all these beings. Sit quietly now for a moment or two. Let all thoughts recede like waves that roll back into the ocean, and simply absorb the experience. Perhaps you can sense your interconnectedness with all beings and all life, and wish them well. Rest fully in simple awareness. Absorb the sense of interconnectedness and harmony with all life and all beings. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Broome Street, Temple Key there. Hey! Sri Ganesha Key there. Hey! Go Brahmanani. The heart feels so satisfied when we touch the transcendent dimension. Just in closing, I will say one word and then I will request. It's all right. I can keep it. It's all right. So, Indian technology, no problem. So, just in closing, I wanted to say it was 15 years ago. I had just returned from a very painful surgery at an embarrassing part of the body. I mean, not that no part is embarrassing. Anyways, I don't want to say what the surgery was. So the leaves of the forest through which we drove had just leafed. It was springtime, this best of all seasons. And when we came to the little ashram by the bank of the lake where I lived at that time, I felt I would like to go into the invigorating presence of Krishna's nature. So I took a woolen blanket, was still a little fragile, and requested the devotees help me to sit on my favorite bench. It's only 1 meter away from the lake, and that I spend a little time by myself. So everyone went away and I was there. And I remember an experience which I wish to share with you and which was the foundation of the meditation which you just had done. As I was sitting and silently praying, these Sampradhanatmika prayers, I noticed a phenomena. I became very peaceful and no anxiety was left. And all of a sudden, the surroundings began to respond. 2 ducks came out of the lake and sat next to the feet. Then a deer came out of a forest, and then finally Hubertus came, whom I always wanted to see. He was a wild boar in roaming in the forest. He was the chief of the forest, and he also laid down doing his type of Hubertus relaxation exercise. And all of a sudden, I noticed that yes, we are all connected. We are all parts of Krishna. We are all souls residing temporarily in different forms of life. And then another sense came. I felt that we were not really breathing, we were being, dare I say, breathed. Almost, like when there's an accident and the person who lies on the road cannot breathe and a helper comes and breathes him. So we all were supplied with breath by the supreme breather. And as I turned to Krishna from this place of feeling the oneness of all life, yet the distinct difference of the experience, I was overwhelmed with gratitude, and I sang the Maha Mantra alone on the bank. I don't know if Hubertus liked it or the deer, and I couldn't care less. Mm-hmm. I was addressing the Lord. And I did feel I'm a spirit soul, a part of the Lord. Let me, as I restore my health, or as my health is restored, do good for others and share compassion and share life, really spiritual life, with others. And it was a really healing experience, I must say. And I thought to share this with an audience. Albert Einstein used to say, we are all parts of one unit, which we human beings call the universe. We are parts, but we are separated from each other by space and time. So I was very happy to share this with all of you. I hope it will be useful for you in your practice. You must have noticed, as after we have done all these practices, the chanting was very natural, no? And very smoothly it came, very smoothly, because we were more peaceful. Of course, if our mind thought, oh, this is new for me, or it felt slightly discomfortable, then the peace was not so much there, but practice more and the peace will come. So with this, I want to turn the microphone to our gracious host. At the moment, I don't have so much faith in these apparatuses. I will just give the microphone to you, like this. Yeah, Hari Prasad, stay where you are.
We did it. So, thank you again, Maharaj. Your time is so valuable, and you've come to New York just for a couple of days and spent an hour and a half, 2 hours almost, gracing us with your presence. So thank you very much for that. Thank you all for coming this evening to the temple. Please come again, come more often, come to anything here you like, pujas, yoga classes, meditations, whatever we happen to be doing. You're all very welcome, and we look forward to seeing you all back again. Maybe we conclude with just a short prayer.
Yes,
please.
Please.
And if you would like to accompany me, if I can sing your pitch. Can you?
Wow.
sarvam mama deva deva twamiva sarvam mama deva deva
Thank you so much, and thank you, Eddie. It is always such a joy to be with you.
Always a joy to be with you. Thank you.